Hello.
Hi, Craig.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Good.
Thanks for chatting to us at TRU. Just wondering if we could kick things off with Scotland and the Six Nations.
Yeah, no, listen, disappointing that we didn't get a result in Paris, but it was a decent performance. But, you know, I think it was another step forward rather than a step back. I think it was a lot of good things, a lot of positives. Maybe a bit too many turnovers, which may cost us in the end. And a couple of the silly penalties that gave France the opportunity to get some points on the board. And, but no, I think there's a lot of optimism this year with Scotland, as there is most years at the start of the championship.
Yeah.
But it's not a great start. In fact, we've lost. But I think there's a lot to look forward to this Sunday at Murrayfield against Wales. So, yeah, a lot of positives. So the backs look particularly sharp, and if the forwards can give them enough good quick ball, then I think it can cause Wales some problems. There's a lot of creativity there with the young midfield, so yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited.
Yeah, and you know, obviously, as you say, you're at home to Wales, but what's your memories of this fixture in your playing days?
Wales, my first cap against Wales, so I've got good memories of playing against Wales. First game in 1989 at Murrayfield, and dropped goal on the try in the last couple of minutes, which right. Sort of sealed a great day at the office. You know, so it was 21-7 we won.
Good memories.
Good memories. In 91, I got a full house against Wales at Murrayfield.
Wow.
Which was the first time, I think the last time it's been done. So, good memories against Wales, and I got a 50 cap against Wales, which was great, but I wouldn't win that game, unfortunately. But it's a great fixture. Wales, obviously, you know, like most teams, have had their good times and bad times, but more good than bad.
Yeah.
And the last few years, they've been, you know, well coached under Warren Gatland and Rob Harley and Sean down there and Robert McBride. So, you know, they've lost the first game. They'll be hurting after that.
Yeah.
You know, that first game, and they'll be coming to Scotland. We can make amends, but it's a great fixture, and you know, I think that so many Welsh people still make that pilgrimage up to Scotland for the week or 3 or 4 days as they do. They save up for a while, and I think it still goes on, and it's great. You know, all these clubs from the valley, they go up and they meet the people that they've met, you know, been meeting for 20, 30 years. So it's great. Great time of year, the Six Nations, and it brings out the best and all rugby supporters, I think.
Yeah, and both, like you said, both come off a loss and look forward to that.
Yeah, it's a must win for both teams in certain respect. Scotland must start delivering against the likes of Wales and Ireland at home. Scotland have got to win. Got to start beating the likes of Ireland and England and France at home and Wales. So, you know, it's a big test for us. We've not beaten Wales too often over the last 10, 12 years, so I think maybe once. So,
yeah. You
know, it's a big test and a massive job, but I think they can do it. I think that they'll be confident, but they just got to just tighten up in a few areas, break down as well. You know, one or two too many turnovers, but I think I'm you know, I'm fairly optimistic that we can get the job done on Sunday.
Yeah, who are your key players this tournament to watch out for in this Scottish side?
For me, in the forwards, Johnny Gray. I think Johnny Gray a revelation to come into the team. He's calling the line-outs. For a young man of 20 years old, you know, it's a massive responsibility. And the line-out's gone much better since he started calling it. So, you know, he's a key man in the forwards for me. He's real key. And then the back, I believe it's Finn Russell. Just getting that back line organised and it functioning really, really well, which I think he has done pretty well. He still makes a few mistakes, but, you know, the great thing about Finn Russell for me is that he doesn't let it affect him. You know, he puts it aside, tucks it away, and gets on with his next job. And, you know, I love his enthusiasm. I love the way he plays.
Yeah.
You know, he's brave. He can do passer, good kicker. And he's also a good attacker. He plays flat at the right times. And attacks the game line really, really well. So, you know, you saw that last week in Paris. Made a couple of excellent breaks. And, you know, more of the same this weekend. But, you know, they're the two youngest guys in the squad. So, you know, certainly believe that you know, they've got a lot to the key positions, and they make a key call during the game. So
yeah
Finn Russell, hopefully he'll just, you know, improve in the coming years, and you know, the world is his oyster, really.
Yeah, well, that kind of led me on to the next one. It was in your position of fly off. Scotland have got some, you know, some great depth there with, you know, you mentioned Finn Russell, Tom Heathcote, Rue Jackson, Duncan Weir, so it's, you know, it's quite a promising position.
Duncan Weir as well, so there's a few guys in there, but I think Finn's just got more of the all round game, and I think that temperament as well, which is really important for a 10. You've got to be able to be a communicator. He does that really well, understands the game really well. So, but you know, Rue Jackson will be, he gets fit, if he wants to get the 10 slot at Wasps, which won't be easy.
Mm-hmm.
That was the top heat coach at Edinburgh in his first season, and done okay, but he's not been getting a regular start there with Greg Thomas, who's been playing 10 quite a bit. So, but I do like, I think he's got a lot of talent, so he'll be keen to get back in the squad as well. So, yeah, it's good to have competition and a bit of depth, and guys who have been there before and played in international, so it's kind of encouraging. And if we look at the tournament as a whole, I know it's obviously very early on, only the first weekend gone, but
Who's your money on this year? Maybe not the Grand Slam specifically, but just to...
I think Ireland, and I think England's result in Cardiff is a massive fill-up for them. It did surprise me. I think with England, too many guys off injured, but I thought the second half performance was outstanding.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought Watson and Joseph played particularly well in the back line. Mike Brown, as usual, you know, but the forwards, defence, Haskell and Robshaw really stood up to the mark, and young George Cruz, you know, excellent performances with them. And the front row, obviously a massive shift from them. So, you know, they put Wales under real pressure at the scrums and in the tight. So, no, I think England and Ireland are the two favourites. France will get better. They'll get better. But I think I can't really see past Ireland and England. And I think the game in Dublin in a couple of weeks' time will be a big point or two who wins the championship.
Yeah, and you won the Grand Slam with Scotland in 1990. So how was that for you on a personal level, and what do you think it did for rugby in Scotland?
Well, it was huge. You know, only done it thrice, two times in the history. So we did it then, and 25 years ago this year, so we have a couple of little reunions at various points throughout the year. So it is a good memory. It seems such a long time ago, and yeah, hopefully this team, this young team that Scotland have got now, can reproduce that in the coming years. I think you can do. I think there is a potential there. You know, must not go too quickly, but in the next couple of years, I think they've got the personnel to maybe start, you know, challenging for those
type of runners
again.
Yeah, and if we look ahead to the Rugby World Cup with South Africa and Samoa in your group, how do you feel? Are you confident about getting out that group?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think South Africa would keep cause a surprise there, I think. You know, I think it'll be a huge game, but it's a game we can actually, you know, go and win if we play to our best of our ability. Samoa will be huge. I think we could go to Japan as well.
Yeah.
And the USA. So there's still easy games in there. USA are improving. Japan are certainly improving under Eddie Jones. So, you know, it's a tough group. It's a tough group.
Yeah.
You know, there's no easy groups. And, you know, there will be players getting arrested here and there. And, you know, Japan and USA will look at maybe Scotland as a really a game they can win. So, you know, we've seen World Cups before, you know, Tonga beating France and these kind of results. So, you know, no, there's no guarantee. You've got to be on your ball. You've got to have a good strong, deep squad. So, you know, I think hopefully we'll have that, we'll have everybody fully fit and have a really good crack at it. But definitely get out of the pool, and, I'm quite confident we'll beat Samoa and the other two. South Africa will be the big test.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, great. Well, yeah, that was it, Craig. Thanks for your time. All just right. A little Scottish reflection on that Six Nations.
No
yeah, way. Brilliant.
No worries.
Yeah, thanks for your time. All the best, yes. Craig. Cheers.
Bye.
Ta-ra.